glad to have to my right Newell Fonda boys basketball player Reed Cruz. First of all, Reed, I'm wondering, thinking back to football season, there weren't many seniors on the roster, only three of you, but you, the lone senior on the boys basketball team. What's that like for you, especially with all the freshmen that are part of the squad?
Well, a lot of the freshmen look up to me. I know that, and I kind of have to be the leader out there on the court. So I'm just trying to set a great role model and get them going.
Very good. So what's practice been like here these last couple of days, and what are you focused in on playing Fort Dodge St. Edmund, who you had a shootout against not long ago nearing the end of the regular season? What's the mindset going into that district game at Algona Garrigan on Thursday?
Well, we know that they have two good shooters. They really put up points against us the first game, and that's kind of where they got all their points, and we're going to try to shut them down and see what the other players can do.
Well, tell me about your road back here in the second half of the season. You were out pretty much the whole 2016 part of the year with the surgery on your lower back, tailbone, what have you. What's been the toughest part in recovering from that?
Getting back into shape. 5 weeks off is a lot of time to not do anything, and just getting playing time, getting the old rust off and making my shots fall.
Yeah, well, you were trying to bounce back from that injury. Was sitting tough for you with that injury, or was movement, walking around, was that the toughest part?
There for 2 weeks, I couldn't sit or lay on my back, yeah. Mostly stomach. And then after that, I was able to sit down. Not very long, but I could sit down at least.
Now, any lingering effects? Do you feel pretty much 100% now?
Yep, I'm 100%.
Good, good. So visiting with Reed Cruz, Newell Fonda boys basketball player here at halftime, and revisiting this past football season, another banner year for the Mustangs, another playoff appearance. Did you have a favorite moment from your senior year of football?
No favorite moment. It all goes pretty fast, so I try to keep every moment in the books.
What about that 79-yard interception return for a touchdown against Harris Lake Park? That was exciting.
Oh, that was
glad to be
exciting.
There for that one, yeah.
Yep, I got yelled at the drive before that I should be there, and finally I made it there.
There you go. So, and that Arweva playoff game, what a game that was. Points galore. You had 8 total touchdowns in that game. It was a spectacular performance, but I'm just wondering, that last drive that Arweva ended up getting the game-winning score, the interception, unfortunately, wasn't called, and they got the score to win. Was there any doubt in your mind that you had picked off that pass?
In my mind, I got there, and I don't think the ref thought I was going to get there in time, so I think he blew it dead before he realized that I had a chance of getting it. But in my mind, I got the interception.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes sometimes, unfortunately. You would have played Harris Lake Park again that next game. You played a close one with in the regular season. Have you thought about, you know, what might have been? Maybe play Harris Lake Park again, get back at him. Maybe you could go to the Dome again, be in that championship game. Did you think about that a lot?
Oh, yeah. I thought about Harris Lake Park the first time. We kind of were shorthanded with Cody being out, so we had to put a few other guys that were ready, but we could have had Cody in there, which would have made a big difference. And other than that, I think we could have taken him the second time.
Yeah, well, it was a good run. So you're an Iowa State Cyclones fan. I can tell by the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
What about pro sports teams, a favorite?
I like the Packers.
All right, go Pack, go.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some skin there. Senior year, winding down. Baseball, you're a top quality pitcher for the Mustangs. No seniors on the team last year. So what are your expectations as we head into the summer?
Well, a lot more wins than we had the last year.
I think so.
Hopefully we make a run in the late postseason, get to that state championship.
There you go. set some lofty goals. I like that. So after high school's over and that baseball season coming up winds down, do you know where you'll be in the fall? Do you have any college plans made out at this time?
Not at this time, I do
not. Do you know, is there a sport that you'd like to continue to play after high school?
Either football or baseball.
Yeah, I figured. So, Reed Cruz, good luck in the Thursday district game against Fort Dodge St. Edmund. It's been great having you up here, and appreciate it.
Thank
All
you,
the
Ryan.
Best.